heard there was a game yesterday. So, who was rooting for SU? Who was out there rooting? Okay, all right. And who was booing? Was anyone out there booing? And who was coaching? Who was at home coaching? And who was in the game coaching on the sidelines? It seems that we all have a team that we root for. A team may represent a city we love because of the people who live there, or maybe the history we have with that city, or maybe the history we have with the city. I was at a meeting just the other night, and I heard the stories of why people were here in Syracuse and why they stayed in Syracuse, given our weather, our snow, our cold in all of our seasons. So a team may represent a city we love, or we may love the team because we love this. We may love the city because we love the team. So name a city that you love. What else? What cities do you love? Nice, lots of cities. Now name a city that you pray for today. And I pray for Bethlehem. Small towns and small cities come with big responsibility, and with big love. The story of Jesus' birth in the small city of Bethlehem 2,000 years ago is full of drama. We have people being forced to travel while very pregnant, being rejected by the innkeeper, having to find a place to rest that was the lowest of the low, the stable with animals and all their smells and all the things that come with being with animals. And then the birth of a very special baby, the foretold Messiah. Why is this part of Jesus' story even told? We could have skipped ahead to the 12-year-old Jesus in the temple talking to the scholars and the leaders. Wouldn't a king, a politician, want to leave out this part of his story? Today, some may say he is unqualified to lead because of his background. But the prophet said the Messiah would come from King David's city, King David's family line. And Bethlehem was called the city of David. This part of the story was very important to Luke's hearers, especially those of Jewish tradition. Today, this part of Jesus' story is told to remind us that Jesus comes from humble beginnings. Jesus was born in a stable in a small town, a small city, to show that Jesus' life and ministry was to be with those who come from humble beginnings. Jesus' life was about sticking up for the unnoticed. He wanted the system to be changed so that the lives of all were valued. Jesus was born to King David's family line, but he did not wear the crown as we would imagine. He was not the typical king. Jesus was born in a humble place to humble parents. He was to set an example of how to live. Bethlehem, a small city with big responsibility and big love. How many babies will be born this December in Syracuse in humble beginnings? Some statistics of our beloved city of Syracuse from September 6th article on Syracuse.com. A Rutgers University Camden professor published a study with the Century Foundation. Syracuse has 30 high poverty tracts in the city, meaning 40% or more residents are living in poverty in these 30 tracts. 48 people have an annual income of less than $23,500 for a family of four. Two-thirds of Black and Hispanic residents live in extreme poverty. 65% of the Black population live in poverty, and 62% of the Hispanic population live in poverty in Syracuse. This is the highest in the nation. So, what are the expectations of these babies born in our city? Luke, in our scripture today, describes two mothers very excited to be pregnant with expectation. Baby John the Baptist leaped with joy in his mother's belly upon the presence of baby Jesus in Mary's belly. Both mothers knew and believed God had a plan, a purpose for their children. Do mothers here in Syracuse believe the same of their yet-to-be-born children? Throughout the book of Micah, the author is asking us, what are we going to do about the state of our city, the state of the people in our city? Micah calls out the religious and political leaders to call for and create justice. Yet in the end, Micah believes that God will bring peace and justice through Jesus. Our reading today out of Micah describes the setting and expectation of Bethlehem. The Messiah's birth is so important, yet we have so much work to do. So, the hope is we all can work together to make a difference in Syracuse. Who is we? Well, religious leaders and congregations of many faiths, the county and city governments and schools, secular organizations that are doing good, those living in poverty, and God. We, the United Methodist Churches in Syracuse, have been challenged to create something new. Well, we don't have all the answers yet, but we do have one clear focus right now. We are asking each other in the United Methodist Churches in Syracuse, we are asking all the churches to let us know what they are doing in outreach and in mission so that we can support one another. Then we're going to learn what is currently happening, investigate what is currently happening in our city, what is being addressed by other faith communities and by other organizations throughout our city. And finally, we are going to look to see what gaps are present and what our churches may be able to address. As a collective, the United Methodist Churches in Syracuse will create a plan of action with our friends living in poverty in which we can work together to fill the gaps. None of this works unless we are working with our neighbors living in poverty, not for or to, but with. Syracuse is a small city with big responsibility and big love. As much as the Bible talks about farming, it is clear in Scripture that God loves people who live in cities. The importance of the city of David, Bethlehem, is reiterated throughout the Bible, as is Jerusalem and Galilee and many other cities. And we sure love our city, whether we are rooting for our team or our people. We love our city. God loves the people in all cities. And this comes with big responsibility and big love. God is in this city. God is in our city. Therefore, greater things are yet to come.